I've got a secret. Want to hear it? Secrets are usually nice, like when my dad surprised me with a new goldfish last year. Or the time Granny Washington unexpectedly visited us in Houston from her house in Corpus Christi. I used to love secrets, but this one's not so great. No one knows it except my best friend Chloe. It's her secret too. We don't talk about it, 'cause if we do, people won't like us. And in the fifth grade, being liked is as important as having a fun birthday party, or staying up as late as possible, or Christmas. For now, I'm not telling. Chloe's not either. "Hey, Sophie, wait up!" Chloe yells as I make my way down the hall to our first period math class. "How was your weekend?" "The same old," I reply, hoisting my math book and binder in my arms. Cole whined about having nothing to do, so Mom and Dad took us to the zoo and then out for ice cream. On Sunday, I caught up on all my homework after church. Cole is my 7-year-old brother. My mom thinks he's an angel, but I think he was sent here to drive me crazy. Just this morning, at breakfast, for example, he pulled my ponytail while she wasn't looking and then started crying loudly after I whacked him with an empty Cheerios box. Of course, I'm the one who got in trouble. My dad is nicer to Cole than he deserves, but I think he's figured out his game a little bit better than Mom. "Nothing much exciting happened at our house either," says Chloe, "but I did get this cute new purse." Chloe is what you'd call a fashionista. I admire the pretty powder blue bag and notice the red, glittery, slide-on shoes she wears on her feet. She always manages to make our boring private school uniforms look stylish. "That's nice," I say. As we near the classroom, I see someone in the shadows and my heart starts to beat fast. "Just great," I mutter. Lainey Mitchell, the class bully, heads our way from the opposite direction. She sees us, grins, and blocks our path. Most of our classmates are 10, like me, but Lainey is already 12 years old. She's the second tallest girl in 5B. Behind Chloe, and a little bit on the chubby side. "Hey, girls, what's up?" Lainey smiles so we see her crooked front teeth and smell her sour breath. Neither of us answers. "What's the matter? You can't speak," she snarls, moving in closer. "I know you hear me talking to you."
"We're going to class, Lainey," says Chloe wearily, "and you're in our way."
"No, you're in my way," says Lainey, "and I'm not moving until you give me the $5 you owe me."
"I don't owe you anything," Chloe retorts, hands on hips.
"If you don't pay up now, your little friend here will pay later," she says, pointing her pudgy finger at me.
Lainey joined our class 2 months ago. The school year has gone downhill ever since. When she first came to Xavier from another school here in Houston, most of the people in our class liked her. She was friendly and talkative and shared the bubble gum her grandma packed in her lunch every day. But after a couple of weeks, the happy times ended. Lainey started kicking and hitting kids who didn't do what she wanted. Since I didn't follow her orders, I became her favorite punching bag. Chloe is caught in the middle because she's my best friend. I'm scared to fight Lainey because I'm much smaller. Chloe is scared to fight her because she doesn't want to get in trouble. Everyone knows Chloe has a bad temper,